I have two questions for you. The first is, what are your dreams? Sure, most people tell themselves that they want to have a lot of money, but what would you do with a lot of money if you had it? It's important to know what you're truly after in life and what your dreams are. If you don't, you can't begin to take the steps necessary to make them real. The second question I have for you is this. Are you someone who wishes for something or someone who wants? There's a big difference between the two. People who wish for things pin their hopes on unrealistic dreams like winning the lottery or inheriting a lot of money. People who want things are more realistic in their desires. For example, they might want to start a business or write a book. People who want things are more likely to make their dreams a reality than people who just wish for them. Wanting things puts them more within the realm of reasonable possibility. Successful people know, however, that it's not enough to just want things. That to make your dreams come true, you have to make the commitment to work toward them, and you must do so in an organized fashion. They also know that to achieve your dreams, you have to set goals, make plans to achieve those goals, and manage your time according to the plans. Let me talk about goals for a minute. The first step in achieving your dreams in any aspect of life is to set goals. Goals are like targets. They give you something to aim at. They also provide a measure of how you're doing. Just look around the bullseye for holes. When you set a goal for yourself, you make a commitment to do something. By doing it, you step out on the path towards success. There are two types of goals that you can set, short-term and long-term. Short-term goals are things you want to accomplish in the next year or so. Long-term goals are things you hope to achieve in the next 1 to 5 years. Often, the short-term goals represent individual pieces to larger long-term goals. In fact, the best way to achieve a long-term goal is to break it down into shorter-term goals. Sometimes, though, short-term goals exist on their own. Your short-term goal should be attainable within 1 year at the most and should pertain to all facets of your life. For example, your short-term real estate investment goals might include things like, well, receiving a monthly income of $1,000 from your investments, purchasing 3 rental properties, having $10,000 cash in the bank that comes from buying a property at a low price and quickly reselling, or maybe eliminating 25% of your tax liability through real estate ownership. Just as you can break down long-term goals into short-term goals, you can break down short-term goals into daily or weekly goals. For example, it's quite reasonable to set a weekly goal of contacting 25 sellers or spending 30 minutes every other day reading the real estate classified ad section in your local newspaper. By intelligently setting your daily and weekly goals, you'll be amazed at how quickly and easily you can attain your short-term goals, not to mention your long-term goals. Long-term goals are those things you want to accomplish over the next 1 to 5 years. Again, when you set them, you should consider all aspects of your life. In terms of real estate investing, though, some long-term goals might be to own 50 rental units by the end of 3 years, each of which generates $1,500 a year in spendable cash flow, to build your net worth to $500,000 in 5 years, or to own a new 5-bedroom, 3-bath home with a pool by the end of the 2nd year. You see, the nice thing about having long-term goals like these is that even if you're not successful in achieving a larger specific goal, for example, to leave your job and become a full-time investor in 5 years, you will have improved your financial situation enormously just by trying. Also, as a side benefit, you will have gained valuable experience and resources that will help you to reevaluate, revise, and perhaps reschedule your goals for achieving success. It's not difficult to set goals, but there are some general principles that you should follow. And the two most important are to write down your goals and to review them on a regular basis. Someone once suggested to me that goal setting is nothing more than putting your realistic dreams on paper, and I like that a lot. When you write down your goals, you'll find that you become more accountable and responsible for them than if you just kept them in your head. When you commit them to paper, make sure to put a date on the paper and sign it. By doing this, you'll increase your degree of commitment to achieving them in a timely manner. Also, you might share your goals with someone you respect, someone who's likely to support you and react in a positive way to your ambitions. By sharing your goals with someone else, you symbolically publish them, and your commitment to achieving them is deepened, if only to save yourself the embarrassment of not trying to accomplish what you said you would. Read your goals every morning and every evening. Now, this may seem silly or overly repetitious, but you'll be absolutely amazed at how your level of motivation and your thinking process will change in just a matter of weeks by doing this. And remember, even if you fall somewhat short, you're heading in the right direction in achieving your goals. An act becomes a habit when it requires no thought. That is, when it comes from the subconscious. Studies show that an act can move from the conscious mind to the subconscious mind in approximately 18 days if it is repeated often. If you consciously review your goals and objectives over and over again, in a short time they will become automatic because they will have entered your subconscious. When that happens, it's easy to focus on achieving them. Good, achievable goals have certain things in common. By learning what those things are and applying them from the outset, you can help to ensure that your efforts to attain the goals result in success. Generally speaking, all good goals should be, number one, realistic, number two, measurable, number three, harmonious, meaning that they don't conflict with one another, and number four, that they need to be flexible. Let's take a look at these one at a time. First of all, your goal should be realistic. It's unreasonable for you to want to become the richest person in the world in 5 years, or maybe ever for that matter, starting from scratch. To enjoy the feeling of success that comes from meeting your goals, you need to set them realistically, to take a good look at your dreams and your own situation, and decide how far you can go within the specified time frame. Now, that doesn't mean that you should think small or limit yourself unnecessarily. We grow by reaching further than we ever thought we could. But if you set goals that are completely unrealistic, you're inviting frustration when your reach falls short. In addition to being realistic, your goals must be measurable and specific. After all, you can't know if you hit a target if you only have a vague idea of exactly what you're trying to hit. Your goal should be stated so that at some point you can say with certainty, I met the goal, or I didn't meet the goal. There should be no in-between. For example, a goal to make a lot of money or to own a property is not measurable. On the other hand, a goal to have a net worth of $500,000 or to purchase 30 rental homes is measurable. Third, if you're trying to accomplish a set of goals, you must make sure that the goals are harmonious. That is, that they don't conflict with each other. Otherwise, by accomplishing one goal, you'll be setting yourself up for disappointment with the other. For example, spending more time on your present job might potentially conflict with your desire to free up some time for real estate investing. You need to decide which one is more important to you and set your goals accordingly. And finally, to be workable, your goals must be flexible. For example, if your goal is to build a net worth of $500,000 over the next 5 years, and you find after several years that it will be impossible to achieve that figure, then you must adjust your goal accordingly. On the other side of the coin, if you find that you're likely to surpass your goal, then you should set it higher. Now let me say a few words about making plans and managing your time. It's wonderful to have goals, but unless you make plans to accomplish those goals, they're unlikely to be realized. As I've said previously, no one plans to fail, but most failures occur for lack of a plan. A lot of people spend more time dreaming of success than they do planning for success, and that's a shame. The only way to make your dreams a reality is to take directed action, and that direction has to come from your plans. Once you've written down your goals, you must list all the ways you can think of to attain them. Then look over the list and decide which ones will work best. By doing so, you're choosing a specific course of action. In my course, there are steps, examples, guides, suggestions, and when you put all of these things together, they add up to a plan. Okay, your goals are written down and your plans are in place, but unless you take steps to manage your time, all your efforts to carry out your plans are going to be wasted. To achieve success in reaching your goals, you must make the best use of the time you have and realize how precious it is. You know, when you think about it, we're all equal when it comes to the time we have available to us. Every person on earth has only 24 hours a day. The trick, if you want to call it that, is to use your time productively, and this requires time management. When it comes to real estate investing, time is one of your most precious assets. If you waste it on things that don't advance your life's goals, you have only yourself to blame when you don't reach them. Whether you have 5 hours or 40 hours a week to spend in real estate investing, for example, it's important that you schedule and organize your time so that you spend it productively. Only then will you get the highest possible return on your investment, and that's your financial freedom. A frequent complaint that I hear from some of my students is that they just don't have enough time to do the things I suggest in my course. When I remind them that they need only 4 to 5 hours a week, some students reply that they don't even have that much time. When I hear this, sometimes I feel like they're just not organized enough to get the most from the time they do have available. The old adage, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, would not apply to them. They're busy, but perhaps in a disorganized or unproductive way. To test how well organized you are and how you spend your time, take out a piece of paper and write down the average amount of sleep you get each day, the average amount of time you spend preparing and/or eating meals, commuting to work, working, getting ready to leave your home or apartment, watching television, I'll be honest now, spending leisure activities, and finally doing any other activity that you're involved with. And it wouldn't surprise me if your total exceeds 24 hours, and that would tell me that your days are busy, but not necessarily well organized and productive. To gain control of your time, you must closely examine each one of the activities that you listed and determine where you might reasonably cut back or even eliminate one or more of the activities. You might find it necessary to modify some of your long-established habits to accommodate your new real estate investing activities. For example, reducing the amount of time you spend watching television, or perhaps cutting back on the amount of sleep you get by 30 to 60 minutes a night, might free up the time you need to become a successful investor. It is also helpful to combine activities to make better use of your time. For example, if you want to spend some time with your family and you also want to exercise, then exercise with your family. You get the idea? Once you get a clear picture of how you can cut back and how much time you can spend on investing, it's important to organize your schedule. Using any kind of planner to keep track of appointments and to schedule activities will help you avoid conflicts and better utilize your time. If you do not have a weekly planning book, either purchase one at a stationery store or office supply company, or copy and use the weekly planner in the real estate forms portfolio. Now, if you only need to maintain a weekly schedule of priorities, use the weekly priority schedule instead of the weekly planner. The weekly priority schedule helps you organize your most important appointments and activities each day according to a morning and evening schedule. To use it, simply fill in each activity you would like to accomplish for the week. The box next to your priorities can be checked off as they are completed. If you have a little extra money on hand, you might even consider buying a personal digital assistant, or PDA as they're called. Such devices allow you to keep track of your schedule quickly and easily, to change the schedule as necessary with the touch of a few buttons, and keep a backup copy of the schedule on your computer. They also allow you to easily manage telephone numbers and addresses as well as to-do lists. To assist you in organizing your time, let me suggest a time management system that has been very productive for me, and there are three parts to it. First, establishing priorities. Second, managing your life. And third, making decisions. The first part of my system involves establishing priorities. Each evening, I make a list of all the things that I must do the following day. I make the list in the evening because that's the time when the next day's priorities are most clear to me. Whatever I have to do the following day, whether it's looking at a property, grocery shopping, or getting a haircut, I write down the task on my list. Then I examine the list and break it down into three categories in order of importance. Number one, tasks that are absolutely essential to accomplish. Number two, tasks that are important to do once the essential tasks have been accomplished. And number three, things that I'll get to once the other things on the list have been completed. Regrettably, it is this third category that usually contains the most fun and exciting tasks. They tend to be the pleasant things to do, and if the truth be known, the things I want to do first. I make sure, however, that the items in this third category are indeed the last things that I do the next day, because not only does this ensure that I get the most important things done, but I'm also highly motivated to get them done so that I can get to the fun things before the day is over. The second part of my time management system involves managing your life. And by that I mean prioritizing tasks, determining what is important, and putting things in their proper perspective. This is an area where procrastinators have a tough time coping. In my opinion, more than 3/4 of the population could be correctly labeled as procrastinators. Considering that, it's no wonder that most people's time management system breaks down at this level. The third part of my time management system involves the ability to make decisions. Almost by definition, procrastinators are not decision makers. But many people who are not necessarily procrastinators still find it difficult to make decisions. The old saying, do something, even if it's wrong, has more than its share of merit when it comes to time management. I can almost guarantee that as you strive to take hold of the time allotted to you, you'll make some decisions that you will later regret. The purpose of this course and my instruction is to minimize your bad decisions and help you to make more of the right ones. I can definitely guarantee, though, that the more familiar you become with the course, the better off you'll be at making the right decisions. Okay, let's recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. Success requires goals, plans, and time management. There are two basic types of goals, short-term and long-term. Short-term goals are those things you plan to accomplish within a year. Long-term goals have time frames from 1 to 5 years. Both types of goals should be written down and reviewed on a daily basis. When you write down your goals, you increase your commitment to them, and when you review them, you work them into your subconscious, so they become a part of you. All goals you set should have 4 characteristics. They should be realistic, measurable, harmonious, and flexible. It's important to be realistic when setting goals so that you can enjoy the satisfaction of success rather than the frustration of underachievement. Goals should be measurable so that you can objectively tell whether or not they've been met. They should also be harmonious, meaning that they should not conflict with other goals. And lastly, they should be flexible enough to change as your circumstances change. To develop the plans to achieve your goals, you should study the goals to determine the best course of action to achieve them. The steps involved in this course of action are your plans. Finally, to be successful in carrying out your plans, you must examine how you currently spend your time and learn how to make the best use of the time you have. To do so, you should get into the habit of compiling daily to-do lists and prioritizing the items on that list. You can also use a weekly planner and/or my personal time management system to help take control of your time. My time management system consists of 3 parts: establishing priorities, managing your life, and making decisions. You have the power to take control of your life and make your dreams come true. But before you can do that, you have to make an honest assessment of where you stand at the moment and commit yourself to changing when you need to. The principles I teach in this course are mostly just tools, and like tools, if they sit on the shelf, nothing of importance gets done. To build the life that you want, you must take them up and make them your own. Only then will you enjoy the satisfaction that comes with success.